Blog Talk Radio.
Roll, 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 roll
Well, some say John was a bathroom fan. Some say John was a Jew. But I say John was a preacher. And my Bible says so too. I say,
roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, from you and Jordan, roll.
Hallelujah,
roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, from here and forth.
Hallelujah.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, from here and forth.
Everybody
says, roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, from here and forth. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul will rise in heaven, Lord, for the
healing
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul will rise in heaven, Lord, for the healing of the Lord.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
All right. Excellent there, WCC. So you had to know. Is it my turn yet? Okay, good. Live Yahquah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seer, not you, WCC. So, we're going to scroll down the international side and see who all joining us. And one thing about it, that's why you got to be equipped and you got to be prepared to understand one thing. Yahuwah's in control and whatever happens, it's how you're going to respond to it. If you respond to it with understanding, or would you respond based upon trying to beat the win the bump the guns contest? It's up to you. Let's throw it on the international side and see who all join us to call a special edition call Thursday evening. And we're going to take a little peek and see who all in the room. And all the slots are filled. All right, 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York, WCC? Give me something that's flashing. All right, 162-179. 162-179. Okay, we'll go with that. 162-179. We're going to bring our elder in and we'll get something going on special edition call Thursday evening. One thing about it, see, Ray, the box chair hell been lit. The curtain hell went up. The duels will step to the plate and take care of y'all for our business. And that'll be seen, no doubt about it. All right, so let's see if we find the elder and bring him in and see what the Almighty put on him to tell his national audience. And then we'll get something going on. Special edition call Thursday evening. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kills, Yahuwah beat you there, see Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well, the see boy. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yo, well, one thing about it, we prepared to do our part in grand style, so all the slots are filled, 195 international countries. We have a representative everywhere and got a lot of memos coming in as we speak. 162-179 is flashing. 162-179. So you take them there and we read some of these memos and see which way the Almighty wants to go. 195 international countries, 162-179. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another righteous turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, which totals out to be 162,179 listeners. And you know, that's a very good thing, because listening to the words of Yahuwah is always enlightening. And it puts those that are on the right path in the correct place. You forgot that we were called seed royal as of yesterday's lesson. Royalty, prince and princess. But through the beatdown, we've lost that recognition. Need to regain it with the word of Yahuwah. We're looking at 1 Peter before we start. Looking at chapter 2, verses 8 and verse 9. Let's see what that says. 9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 10, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of Yahuwah, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, and I hope that it made a lot of sense to you. We are seed royal. Don't be like some people just picking out certain scriptures in the Bible. Oh, read the Bible. Rehearse the righteous act. You know, we said before, we hear moaning and groaning all the time. I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I still feel uneasy and can't think of what I have to say. Don't lose your direction. Start rehearsing the righteous act. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, and we've been told many times, how do you guys get this much stuff out of this one Bible? You've even heard this on our broadcast. It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. We even speak of your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is always Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.pribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just on this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're a forgiver. And also this ministry greatly appreciates donations according to the Bible of Scriptures, coming from the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To use this on any search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is TRIBE YHDH@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH YSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with the Aqua in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call and always leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on. That can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order any what we have as our called 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel. Any particular 12 programs on DVD by calling that number. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To do this, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one quick note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look once again for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off the topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will choose to block or restrict that misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But as you heard earlier, don't try to win that bump the gums contest. And the reason why? You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Don't forget, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So we can continue that learning, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yeah, all right. That was excellent, Elder. So we'll keep you on the second half, but the same token, spread your books out too. And I'll kind of go two ways. Pretty nice episode also. That's good there. That's good. So looking at these memos on David, this is something else here. So and one thing about it, and that's said, one thing about it, you have to be proven in Yahuwah to be able to catch out in thus says Yahuwah. All right, that's excellent. Let's see if we go find both Micaiah in, and we'll bring him in and get him prepared to also be on the line, too, to help out in tonight's episode of part number 47, Unlocking the Mystery. There's a lot of mysteries. I mean, the Bible is a total mystery because we is taught this book with understanding from the people that is not of the book. And that's the reason why, look at the memo saying, well, we're just getting you warmed up on February month. Okay, I got you, WCC. You're getting us warmed up for February month. So that's why you play roll, whatever you say. So you're getting us warmed up. you're getting us warmed up. What is that again? Brother Makai, Yahweh be there, say Rush.
Yahweh bless you, see the family is right here. Shalom, shalom.
All right, excellent. Before we get some Luke 12 trail, what does that say again? Roll what again?
I can't even catch it. Roll. How you talking about? I don't remember it. Roll Jordan, roll. Yeah, roll Jordan, roll.
Okay, roll Jordan, roll. Okay, gotcha. I got you.
Roll Jordan, roll.
Okay, good. So they get the WCC, the 500 million members, say they're getting us warmed up for February month, getting us prepared for February month by putting on Roll Jordan, roll. Okay, that's all right, but like I said again, that's good. But Brother Makai, let's look at this book called Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Let's see, can we take a look back and look at this Roll Jordan, roll? I don't know. We don't know yet. Let's get some look on tape first. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Come out.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit should teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Mm-hmm. The righteous spirit is a teacher. The righteous spirit is a teacher in that very same hour. The righteous spirit. That's excellent. Now, let's precept a verse on that. Now you just heard what a righteous spirit is a teacher. Now Brother Micaiah, and we're going to take a look at something. So the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Now, okay. So if we precept that to the book of Titus, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Now we're going to precept that to Titus and see what Titus says. The righteous spirit would teach you in that very same hour. We're going to the book of Titus there, Brother Makai Israel. And we're going to look at something in the book of Titus. I'm going to find it first. Titus. Okay, well, I just go on call. I can't find nothing. In fact, I got to give me a good book to find something. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Try that. Titus 2, verse 11. Now, the righteous spirit would teach you in that very same hour. Now, I want to hear, just read the way you see it, because it's a point I'm trying to get out of this. A point that I'm trying to get out of it. Now, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 says what?
Book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 reads, for the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying unyahweliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and Yahweh in this present world.
Wait a minute, Brother Makai. What is a teacher in verse 12? What is, no. Read verse 11 again. What does it teach again? Said, give me five words in verse 11 again.
Verse 11. For the grace of Yahweh.
Good. Right there, the grace of Yahweh. And what is the grace of Yahweh in verse 12? What'd that do?
Verse 12 says, teaching us.
Oh, right there. That's all I want. Right there. So the grace. So I call grace is something like we not up under the law, we up under grace. So now we just found out the word grace is a teacher. So grace is really a teacher. It's like a bill that you owe. You say, well, okay, I can't pay my phone bill right now. He said, well, how much grace do you need? Well, I want grace for it. Okay, yeah, I'll give you a grace.
Hallelujah.
Said, well, 2 weeks. Do that mean that your grace right there will only last past the 2 weeks, or do that grace mean you ain't got to pay it at all? No, see, grace. Grace is only a teacher for you to prepare yourself for something big. So grace do not get you where you don't have to apply. You got to apply. Grace, you still got to apply. Yahweh is that grace. He giving you time to get this right. So you up on the grace now. He giving you time to hear the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites unlock this book for your grace, which is a time. And grace is a teacher. And what it's going to teach you in verse 12, and this is what the grace is going to teach you in verse 12.
Book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 12, read, verse 12. Teaching us that denying unyahwaliness and worldly love, we should live soberly, righteously, and yahwali in this present world.
Ain't that something? So now you understand what grace is. Grace is a teacher to deny worldly lust. Let's precept that to second John. Well, 1 John chapter 2:15. Let's see if we can get a precept out of that. Let's see if we tie that in. He said, you got to deny worldly lust. Worldly lust. That's what he just said. Now, we're going to precept that, Brother Micaiah. And we just want to throw that on table before we get stressed out, because we got to understand something. Grace is not that you cannot, don't boast or perform your duties. Grace is giving you a time period to get your head right to take care of his duties before he deliver you up. Let's see what it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 down to verse 17. Let's try that. Let's try that first there, Brother Micaiah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 down to verse 17.
Okay, the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Verse 15 reads, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever.
You see that? So now you understand grace means I'm giving you a time to not be a lover of the world. Because if you're a lover of the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. Oh, I love the world. Okay, good. Well, you understand one thing. You can't order water and say hold back the wet. That means you don't love Yahweh. Because he said love not, you know, N-O-T mean not the world. Now, we're going to precept that a little bit more, because like I said, again, we don't know who this for. And that's how Yahweh rolls. So you got to be prepared to deal with it whatever way it comes down the pipe. So he said you love not the world, neither things in the world. You see that? Now, that's good. Now, it was another word that in there, Brother Makati. It was another word that was in there. Back to Titus, it's another big word that was in there. Can I read that one more time? It's another big word over there. Matter of fact, you might have to put a marker in that one verse. We might be in and out of that verse. We might cover everything in that verse to show you how much is really in that verse. See, people just jump down and read that 2:11 and 12 and think it, but it's a whole lot of information in that 2:11 and 12, and we won't take a look at it carefully. So now back to Titus of 2:12. So we took care a little bit. I want to get a little bit more out of that. Come on.
Okay. The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, teaching us that deny unyahwaliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, in Yahweh in this present world.
So we should live righteousness. That's there you go right there. So in 2:11, this grace is a teacher, tell us how to live righteously. That's big talk of them. Let's examine that there, Brother Micaiah. Let's examine this righteous. Let's examine it. Let's go to the 5th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's see if we examine it. See, the key to it is to examine things according to as written. That means when it comes down to the Bump the Gum contest, don't even try to win that. Let them have the Bump the Gum contest and just when they come up with the mail, like the WCC said, they're getting us ready for the February month. Okay, good. Well, dog, you getting ready to hear something, and we're going to see how you respond to when you hear something from the 6th Anointed Council of Voices of a True Israelite. That's what we're going to do. Now, we're going to Deuteronomy, and we're going to see about this righteousness. So grace brings righteousness, as we say. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and look at verse number 1. Let's see what it says in 5 verse 1 there, Brother Micaiah. 5 verse 1.
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And Moses called Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the Torah instructions, and Torah instructions which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them."
Mm-hmm. He said, Israel, learn the Torah instructions. Learn them and do them. Okay, good. Let's find out something in the Torah instructions before we start. Learn them and do them. And pick a verse 11 down to verse 15. Let's go right on down to verse 15. Let's see what happens. Now, he said, now, hear, O Israel. That means a whole 12 tribes. He said, the Torah instruction, you got to learn them, and you got to do them. Meaning, you just can't be a hearer of the Torah instruction. You got to be a doer of the Torah instruction. I mean, if you are a member of all Israel, what it tells all Israel to do, and matter of fact, Let me get verse 10 to get warmed up. Verse 10.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instruction."
Stop right there. That's where I want to go. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. That's where I want to go right there, right now. Now, you put a marker there. We probably be in and out of that one. You say, now, read that again in verse 10.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instruction."
So, according to that verse, he's showing mercy upon them that love me, that do what? That do what?
Keep my Torah instruction.
But who was this letter addressed to according to verse 1?
Children of Israel.
No, you got to read.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the Torah instructions, and Torah instructions where I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them."
Okay, and what do verse 10 say behind that?
Verse 10 says, the book of Deuteronomy 5, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instructions."
So this law of Yahweh God is a condition law. This is not based upon, you know, it's a condition. The love of Yahweh is you keeping the Torah instructions. So we're clear about that. So now we're going to hold that down there for a minute there, Brother Micaiah. And we're going to bring Mother E in and bring Mother in, and we're going to go a little further on this. So we want to swing down and bring in Mother E. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp One with a loud voice, you say, because I want to take a look at this right here, because I got this memo, and this memo is on the table saying, you're saying one thing. I said, yeah, I know what you're saying, but we want to examine this again, hold up. Mother E, tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh BJ, I see you right.
Yahweh bless you, still, Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. Tribe of Yah God Judah. Now you heard what you heard about this good love. This love have a condition to it. See, this love, it have a condition to it. It got a condition to it. He said, yeah. He said, children of Israel, guess what? I got great love for you, but you got to keep my Torah instruction. Now, I just want to fast forward there and get a couple of hits there, Mother, and come back with Brother Micaiah again. I just want to see, now, if I just fast forward this right here, with the understanding we got right here, I'm just going to fast forward this to St. John 3:16. Let's go to St. John 3:16. Let me show you how you grab back and drink some tea when you are, they gonna go here. And then just look out in the memo right now. Well, see, you understand some of the words up on the St. John 3:16. Well, it might be up on the St. John 3:16. But what world are you talking about? You talking about, what world are you talking about? We'll find it out. Mother Eve. St. John 3:16, bring it.
St. John chapter 3, verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his, for Yahweh so loved Israel that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that you got it down pat, Mother, and that makes me grin. But we try to educate this the big WCC behind this right here. So just read it the way you see it. When that let me know that you is studying real good, and I like that spirit. But let's read it the way we see it, because we're going and prove a point here. Although this is their best listener, can you both say this is the best you got? Let's begin to stand up when you all examine. St. John 3:16, one more time. Come on.
St. John chapter 3, verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
You see that? So, he loved the world. So whosoever of the world believe it, you will have eternal life and you won't perish. Okay. So according to the WCC, the 500 million members, whosoever come up under this love, they will have eternal life. I said, that what you get out of that verse? They say, yeah, that's for anybody that want to come up under love and doing what he say. I say, yeah, that's right. Love and doing what he say, and whosoever love him will do what he say. Good. Now let's find out what world are you talking about that we can read. Let's go to 45:17 there, Mother. Mother, you're going to 45:17 and find out what world are you talking about. Isaiah 45:17. So this is how you look at John 3:16. He loved the world, but we got to find out what world, because you got many worlds. You got a basketball world. You got a sea world. You got a hockey world. You got a lot of worlds. What world are you talking about that he's talking about in this book? Let's go to 45:17 and find out what world is he talking about in 45, verse 17. But before you read 45:17, hold that point. Hey, yo, Mr. Kills, between the Amos chapter 3, 1, 2, and 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 7. Let's get that on table real quick. Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 7.
Okay, Amos chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and verse number 7. Verse number 1. Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought you out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, saying, 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities, sins. 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed us his secret unto his servants, the seers.
Yeah. So he said, you only have I known out of all the families of the earth. So when you jump down in 3:16, he's talking about 45:17. Come on, come on, mother. Mother Eve, let's put that 45:17 on tape.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confirm world without its end.
Ain't that so? Yeah. So Israel will be saved with an everlasting salvation. Israel world have no end. So you see that? So when you jump down in 3:16, you have to be very, very careful because you jump down there and think he's talking about the whole world. He's talking about a specific people. So he said about, again, he said, and whosoever. That's what he say. So whosoever means in and all. That's according to the world. But let's see if we precept that, mother, and find out if we precept the Bible. The key to it, if you precept your Bible. But if you try being a bump of gone contest, whosoever going to mean exactly what it says. But then we're going to precept the Bible and see what the Bible says, whosoever is. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. And look at verse 21 and one line across 22. Let's find out who the whosoever is. Remember, whoso, it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believe on him has eternal life. So, really, you got a whole lot of stuff that you can just work out, work all the way in, because here's the point. The word Lord, God, and Jesus, Allah, and Buddha was not in the text. When you look at the original text, it's written everywhere you see the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha in the original text. It reads four letters, YHWH. See, that's another thing. You got to take care of that, too. Because English, the word God is an English word. It wasn't no record of English even talked about till 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. Anything on the other side of 96 A.D. is not from Yahweh. It's from Satan, the devil. So any of these names that's in your head or in your vocabulary after 96 A.D. is not from our mighty one. It's from Satan, the devil. He told John in 1:17-19 and 4:1 to write the hereafter. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., what was told the hereafter? You got it? Good. So what you reading there, mother?
Acts chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Give me a one line across 22.
Let's see what it say.
Okay. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 22. ye men of Israel.
Ye what? So whosoever is you men of Israel. So that's what a whosoever is, but you'll never get this in any institution. You only gonna get this from the Sixth Amendment account. So when he's talking about the whosoever, and what is that again in that verse 22? Whosoever is who again?
You read men it, of Israel.
You men of Israel. That's what the whosoever is. So now, but see, that verse was pulled. Now, mother, that verse was pulled in Joel chapter 2. Let's look at verse 31. See, that was pulled. See, remember, when you know how to pull scripture, Yahweh would, he will not allow you to do this unless your spirit is right. So you can be on that word, be in your Bible, read it all day, but he'll never let you double-test your book. Because your spirit got to be right. He's not gonna allow you to do what you see the Sixth Anointed camps do. You'll be just stumbling all around your book, and you'll always be confused because, first of all, you gotta go by the rules and the regulations. Like that stop sign out there in front of your house. Or when you're on the street, if you don't stop at that stop sign or the light to go wherever color it goes, make you stop, and you run through it, you'll cause chaos. That's the same way in Yahweh's word. If you don't do it the way he got it written, you will have chaos mindset. And it'll tell every time you open your mouth, because you'll always be confused. So, in the book of Joel chapter 2 there, mother, I'm going to run back to Joel chapter 2. Let's run back to Joel chapter 2. Yeah, chapter 2, look at 31 and 32. What does it say?
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 31 and verse 32. Verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon unto blood before the great and the terrible day of the Yahweh come. Verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be saved, shall be delivered from far in Mount Yahweh Judah and in Jerusalem, the southern kingdom, shall be delivered as the Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom the Yahweh shall call.
So this whosoever word is getting who prepared Mother E in verse 32. Who is whosoever getting them prepared for, according to what we can read in verse 32? Who are you talking about of this whosoever? He getting a whosoever prepared for the signs to look for. He said, now, whosoever, but he talking to the whosoever in 32 and tell Joel, tell the whosoever in 32, and who is that in verse 32 again? Read it.
Yeah, that.
Read
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Book of Job, chapter 2, verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Vernon and in Jerusalem shall be delivered as the Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom the Yahweh shall call.
Mm-hmm. So Zion means the city of David, and Jerusalem means Judah. So the city of David, what he's talking about, he's talking about the city of Judah, Yahdah in Semitic. So this message is for those of the lead tribe to have this information. And then he dropped a bombshell on the lead tribe on what he's supposed to know. He said, listen to me, lead tribe, Yahdah, Judah. You're supposed to know verse 27. with no problem. What does it say in verse 27? He said, you got to be clear for son of Israel that I got something here in verse 27 that you folks are always keep in mind. What does it say in verse 27, mother?
Joel chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. The whole 12 tribes.
Wait a minute. I am. So that St. John 3:16, he loved the whole world, but he just tell you who he loved right now. He said, I am the four-letter man, Yahweh, and none else, and my people should never be ashamed. So that is the reason. I'm saying something. Yahweh got a love for you in 3:16. That he loved the world, but what world he loved is Israel world and none else. So Israel got to understand that, and Israel, you got order about Israel. The order is Yahweh leads, and all the 11 other tribes follow. Let's go back to Brother Micaiah and prove that. It's all on WCC. We'll take care of that rule, Jordan rule. Let me show you something that once we in order, Genesis 49, verse 1, 8 through 12. What it say, Brother Micaiah Israel?
Book of Genesis.
Brother Micaiah Israel, 49, verse 1 of Genesis. Then skip down to verse 8 and take it down to verse 12. Listen good.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 1, verses 8 through 12. Verse 1 reads, and Israel called unto his son and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Verse 8. Verse 8 reads, Yada, polluted word, Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Verse 9, Yada, polluted word, Judah, is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The scepter should not depart from Yahdah, polluted word, Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Yahweh the Son comes. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Verse 11. Binding his foil unto the vine, and his ass coat unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Verse 12, his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
His eyes gonna be red. His eyes gonna be red. I wonder what he's talking about. Who are they talking about here? A back of a reverse 11 again? He said some things here that we, you know, always get the answer. You have to precept this answer. Look what he said, now the one that's going to take hold this thing from Yahweh Judah, the one that's going to take over it, is going to be a person that has red eyes. You have red eyes. What that supposed to mean? What is he saying? He's saying something. But we only going to understand this thing, some precept got to be done. Read that verse again, verse 11 one more time.
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, verse 11 and 12. Binding his fowl unto the vine, and his ass coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine. Eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
I can't think it away. Read that verse again, love it again. We know the six anointed camp. He that in grand style. Would you hear what Israel is telling his son exactly how this thing gonna be and what to look for in verse number 11? Do you hear what he's saying? Read that verse 11 again.
The book of Genesis 49, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, binding his fowl unto the vine. And he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes is the blood of grapes.
And his clothes is the blood of grapes. Now, that's the boss that I've invested on here, but everybody that's six anointed cats understand exactly what's going on. That's why we're saying, see, right, we got a big job ahead of us. So that's taking care of some big time on 3:16, where he said he's going to wash his garments with some blood, going to be on his garment, and he'll have some red eyes because he, whatever, he got some red eyes with him. But you're making some profound statements in here, and I just want to beat it a little bit that what we can read. I just want to beat it a little bit there, Brother Micaiah, because it sounds like he's saying something. And I know the only way we're going to find out what he's saying. But he said he made it plain. So otherwise, by the time this guy come, he says in 49:1, these are things that's going to thaw you. So he means that when this guy come, and somebody going to have to get your knowledge back up, then he coming to clean, take care of his business. So now we got a lot on the table as we speak. So now we want to run and see, can we run all this down and see exactly who we're talking about that going to have this garments dipped in wine. So you have your garments dipped in wine. We got to find what's going on. And why is your garment dipped in wine? Why? According to verse 11, we won't know why. And only way you'll find out why, you got to take the mystery out of tape 47. So now Isaiah 63. There. Brother Micaiah. Let's see if we find out. Because the elder read, Yahweh would do nothing but reveal his secrets unto his servant, the seer. We read that part. Now let's find out, what did he tell the seer to put in writing for another seer to pick it up? We run to the 63rd chapter and see exactly how can we start tying it in that we can read. Let's pick it up at 63, verse number 1. Let's see if we now behold verse 11 and 12 in our head. And remember, their father said, this was going to fall you in the last days, but then it's going to be a clean-up man come and get you straight. But somebody got to prepare a way for him to get you straight. The lead tribe. And the lead tribe must hold on to it until he come, and he's going to tell the lead tribe, y'all got Judah, give it up, I got it now. You have well done, my good and faithful servant. Let's find out what's going on by looking at 63rd chapter, and we'll read down to verse number 7. There's going to be some good reading and some good understanding if you got an ear to hear. 63, pick up verse 1 of Isaiah. Let's see if we tie that verse 11, 12 in on the 49th chapter by letting the book unfold the story. Otherwise, paint the picture. 63, verse 1 and 7, come out.
63, right?
Yeah, Isaiah 63, and pick up at verse number 1.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, who is this that cometh from Esau and his five sons, that dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Wait a minute. 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 What did he say? He said, who he say he is again?
He
said, I don't got happy already. I don't got happy already. Who he say he is? He goes to question the seer, ask him a question. Who is this coming in the power and this strength, greatness of strength? And who he say again?
Then the book of Isaiah.
Yeah, I that what?
I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. Put a marker there, Bob McKay. I can't that get away. Mighty to, is I that's mighty to save? Let's go to 121 of Matthew and find out, what's going on here? Let's go to Matthew 121. You see, that's why you got to paint the picture. You know, I'm in one of the members of Sixers on the Camp in Cedar. Why don't you put a tape on every now and then? I said, why should I put a tape on every now and then? Yeah, well, I'll give you something ahead of time at that very same hour. Why would I put something on some other things that need to be said? I don't know what needs to be said. That's how you roll. So if you see what's on the table now, you know, WTC said they're getting us ready for, they're getting you ready for the February month, but we're going to give you a taste before the February month get here. Now, what you reading now, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. 21 reads, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahuwah the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins.
He gonna save his people from their sins. He would say, he gonna save. So it's already... He said, who is this right here? He said, is it I that speaketh in righteousness, mighty to say? So now we just read, now we're going to fast forward up to 2. Give me 2 verse 6 and give me a little bit more than 2 verse 6. Now, he's mighty to say, but he coming to say his people so that the almighty Lord of the world, and he gave his only begotten son, but what about what he just said? He said, yeah, you tell them when I come. Yeah, I'm coming to say his people. So we read now that 316 got to be examined because he come and say his people. Now we need to find out more about his people. 2 verse 6, same book of Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and you, Yada Judah, in the land of Yada Judah, are not the least among the prisoners of Yada, polluted word Judah. For out of these shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Nah. You mean what we read here in 700 BC, this is showing us it's going to be the saving of my people, his people, which is Israel. See when you just let the Bible unfold itself? So the one he come to save is his people, Israel. That's if you are, if you're lying on with this book. But now here's the part now. It's you lying on with the book because he come to save. Yes, but let's come back to Isaiah, because I ain't through with that. So now we clear, the seer asked him a question. Who is this coming in that great strength? He says in the last two lines, I that speaketh righteousness, mighty to say. Hold that point right there. It's Jeremiah 23. Brother Micaiah. Who is this talking that talk? Let's see who we can find out who this is then. You know the Bible even tell you who this is? Let's go to Jeremiah 23 and pick up at verse 6. Keep this thing. Now, watch what he said. Give him a kick up back to verse 5. Read verse 6. Let's see. Jeremiah 23, verse 6, and kick up to verse 5.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 23, verse 6, and back to verse 5. Verse 6 reads, in his day, Yada polluted where Judah should be saved, and Israel nor the kingdom should dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Yahweh, our righteousness. Verse 5, behold, the day is come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Look, you mean all that is in that verse that they're wanting? Yeah, you know, it's minimal. There's a whole lot more in that 61:1, so now we clear what's going on. Lisa 69 the capital is clear. Now we come on back now. So now we read the early part of the lesson, John 3:16. So he came to save whosoever that believe on him, so that whosoever was the whole world. So yep. Now we find out now that ain't adding up once you put the book on. 62:2. Now let's see what is he saying. He says he's coming from Esau and his five sons. And Esau and his five sons translate today. He's coming from the white man and the white woman. So now he got his eyes focused in on the white man and the white woman. That's what he got his mind focused on right there in that 63:1.
Mm-hmm.
Esau and his five sons. That means the white man and the white woman. He focused in on them right now. Let's see what else was what he's talking about in verse 2, pertaining to the white man and the white woman. Verse 2.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, wherefore are you red in your apparel and your garment like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Verse 3. I have trodden the wine press alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I would tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled my remnant. Verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my mind, and the year of my redeemed is come. Verse 5. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Verse 6. And I would tread down the people in my anger, and make them drink in my fury, and I would bring down their strength to the earth. Verse 7, I would mention the loving kindness of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh had bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the family of Israel, which he had bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his loving kindness.
Boy, that told so much in that verse of them. That untold so much. I don't even know where to start at, but he said he's going to, in the bottom of 3, he's going to stain his garment with some fringes on his butt. So he's going to stain his garment. It'd be a day of vengeance. He got all that in there in a day of vengeance. And his garment's going to be red like it's been soaked in. But that red, we found out that red is blood. So that, and the people that he's going to be jumping on is the one that owed him a payback. And he say he's coming in verse 1 from Esau and his five sons. So he don't told the whole story right here.
Mm-hmm.
He don't told the whole story. It just, we just going to precept just to find out exactly who he's talking about that's going to be doing this according to killing him in 700 B.C. So now we're going to go to 1 verse 12 of Revelation to find out who you're talking about going to be. He's going to have red eyes. He's going to have stained his garments and all this. All this right here has been talked about, been prophesied from Genesis 49. So who's going to get you? He's going to get you, but who's going to get you first? Yahweh Judah, then Yahweh Judah going to turn him over to Yahweh. He said, alone, I'm going to take care of his business. but I'm going to strengthen Yah's God Judah hand in 14:14 to take care of his business too. So all that on the tape. So when you read Zechariah 14:14, I'll tell you exactly who hand's going to take care of his business. Guess what? It's already written. So all you have to do is rehearse the righteous up. He's telling you how it's going to be and who's going to do it. So sooner or later, the WCC, the 500 million members, sooner or later, it's going to be an army set up, and then we will check you out in time to come, according to the Bible. See that? So now we're going to bow. Who are you talking about? With all this talk we've been hearing about, you got red eyes, your garments is soaked in blood, and you're whooping Esau and his five sons. Who is you talking about that we can read? Let's pick it at 1 verse 12 and read down until we get an answer. Revelation chapter 1, pick it at verse 12. Brother Micaiah Israel, come on.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 12 reads. Verse 12, with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Verse 13, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the hip with a golden girdle. Verse 14, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine bronze, as if they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
Good. That's good. So what did it say again in verse 14 again?
Verse 14. The book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 14 reads, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
His eyes were a flame of fire. And come back to Genesis 49, and come back to Genesis 49, and look at verse number 11 again.
Okay.
Come back to Genesis 49, and now they talk about Yahweh the Son, but we're going back to Genesis 49 and see, do this connect together in 49 and 11. What does it say in 49 and 11?
Okay. The book of Genesis. Chapter 49, verse 11 reads, verse 11, binding his fall, his foil, unto the vine, and his ass coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes, his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
Read Revelation 1:14 again.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Yeah? You mean Jacob, who named the tank of Israel, have already foretold of the coming of Yahweh the Son, and exactly how he gonna be looking. He gonna have woolly hair on his head, gray woolly hair on his head. He gonna have a garment on. His feet gonna look like as they were burnt in a flame. His eyes gonna be red. So when you tie them two together, that is, he's talking about Yahweh the Son coming to take care of Esau and his five sons. Because he says, this be the day of what again in 63, verse 4? of Isaiah. He said the reason why he's doing this, this is going to be a day of something that we can read. What he says in 63, verse 4, Brother McCallion, what he say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "For the day of vengeance is in my mind, and the year of my redeem is come."
Okay. So we're going to take a little look at this one. But we'll take a look at this one by bringing in Mother D. up Israel. We'll bring her in and let her get a little piece of this right here. We see if we find Mother D. up Israel and bring her in. We're gonna get a little piece of this, but we gotta first bring it in and say when you meet the Moses out of Camp One with a loud voice, you say, "Mother D. M. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bid you see Roy."
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, in 63 verse 4, that's some big talk. He was telling the seer that how you going to come. He said, but then the reason I'm coming is to take vengeance. So otherwise, the year of vengeance. So there's a timeline on everything. A year of vengeance has come. Let's find out when vengeance is going to be taken on me to read. Mother D.F. Israel, let's find out when this vengeance is going to be taken on that we can read. Day of vengeance. Let's see, he said, now we already clear about it in 63 verse 1, we talking about. But we got to make sure, what is you resolving? We're going to Isaiah 34, Mother D. up Israel. We're going to Isaiah 34. Let's find out, can we paint the picture on what he's doing? So with that verse in mind, you go peep at that verse, then you go hold that verse back, say, okay, put a hand on that verse. This would be the day of Yahweh vengeance. Vengeance, what kind of vengeance are you trying to take on whom? Let's see, can we find out exactly what he's talking about in verse number 34, and we'll pick up verse 3. 34, verse 3. Let's see what he says there, Mother. We read down to verse number 8. Isaiah 34, 3 down to verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 34, verses 3 to 8, verse 3. "Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stank shall come up out of their carcass, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood." Verse 4. "And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a straw, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree." Verse 5, "For my sword shall be bathed in heavy. Behold, it shall come down upon Esau and his five sons, Edomia, and upon the people of my curse to judgment." Verse 6, "The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidney of ram. For Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah, Esau and his five sons, and a great slaughter in the land of Esau and his five sons, Edomia." Verse 7, "And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullock with the bull, and their land shall be soaked with bloods, and their dust made fat with fatness." Verse 8, "For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance and the year of recompense for the controversy of Yahweh Judah." Zion.
You mean that Bible says, you mean that Bible right there told you exactly this is this controversy and its vengeance is because those that over there in the land of Israel don't belong in the land of Israel. And he said, I'm going to whoop them. And he's telling you, if you, 13, 15, that mother. And so, and he's telling you something, you know, you have brothers want to run over there and they're arguing over there now because they got a eviction notice on them to get up out of there and all that. And they kind of wrapped the back with over there. They went over there in 1968, you know, by their own choice because they went over there by permission. Through them and say, okay, well, what can we do to be in our land, but you over us? They say, well, put your young men in my army, and then we'll let you get your little cone in the corner somewhere. See that? So, yeah, people went over there in 1968, 90 right now. They're back against the wall over there. But Yahweh is saying something about that area. He's saying something about it, Mother. What verse did I bring out again?
You said something about 13.
Yeah, 13, 15. Yeah, let's see what it says in 13. Read verse 4, make it sound good now. In the 13th chapter of Isaiah.
Okay.
Yeah, Isaiah 13. Look what's going to be happening, 13, 11, and 15. 13, no, I'll tell you what I want. I want Isaiah 13, verse 4, and I'm going to just go and start reading 11 down to verse number 16. That's what we want. We're just going to make a little short meal out of it, because we need to know at least the 16 on the count. You need to know, because when they start coming to you, you got to know exactly what's going on that you can read. Now, once you know what you can read, then you, when whatever come up, you say, well, according to this, that John 3:16, that's it's kind of blown out of context. Because somebody got to get this whooping. So if he loved the world, but he only loved a world that's obeyed. Now you got to have the obey in you, and he give one people that choice to obey, but obey what? We'll find out later. But right now, let's find out something in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4, 11 through 15, Mother dear of Israel.
Isaiah chapter 13, verses 4, and skip down to 11 to 16 or 16. Yeah.
Well, make it 16. Go on, make it 16. You might as well just go in on and just go on, brood it all up. You might as well just brood it all
okay.
up, and I can bring back
okay.
a Christian kill.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4. The noise of the multitude and the mountain, like as a great people, a tumult noise of the kingdom of nations gathered together, Yahweh of hosts mustered the host of the battle. Verse 11. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their sin, iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terror. Verse 12. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man that the golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chase road, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one unto his on land. Verse 15, everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Verse 16, their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their family shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished.
You sure you want the Almighty to come? He said, look here. And now if you caught with them, he said, it will come a time that everybody got to flee to their own land. Now, what land are you from? You know what land you from? He said, now, so happy you don't know what land you from. He said, but if you join onto them, you're going to get the same punishment that they get. You know, the ones that have, that we read earlier, that we read is already prophesied in 61. He said, now, suppose you join on to them. He said, the same whooping they got coming, you got coming. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Same whooping that they got coming, mm-hmm. you got coming. Huh? That's what he just said. So we're going to go back to Brother Micaiah, and let's go back and see that this whooping, because that John 3:16, I'm going to come back to John 3:16 one more again, shortly there, Mother E. Come back to John 3:16 in a minute, but I want to go back now, because we want to examine that John 3:16. We want to see, well, yeah, that John 3:16 sounds pretty good, but it's a little bit more to it. So now we read over here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 10, it says he'll have mercy upon thousands of them that love me and keep the first five books. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Micaiah, now let's get a little bit more on this great big love in 11 through 15. So he said, my love of those is keeping my first five books. So you can be Israelite descent of the 12 tribes, but you gotta make sure, hold that point. It was a tale. And the second book of Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5. Can you help me out there, Elder, Mr. Tills? What it say in 13, verse 5 of the second book of Corinthians? What it say there, yo? What it say there, yo? See, I feel like I got to mute somebody. No. Okay. Who you gonna mute? Okay. Well, you've been muted out, Elder. You know what, it's your radio station, do what you gotta do, but we still gonna get that verse read. We just get it read another way. Mother E, in the second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says what? What does 13, verse 5 say? Mother E, what does it say? Let's see what it says in the 13th chapter. We go on to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. 13, verse 5. What did it say there, Mother E?
2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the covenant. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Yahweh the Son is in you, except you be reprobated.
So he said, you got to examine yourself now. So now, what we're getting ready to read about Brother Micaiah, you got to examine yourself. He said, his great big loving is coming if you is in the covenant. So if you're in the covenant, then you all good for now. So you got to examine yourself now. Let's see what he's talking about now, this great big old loving with John 3:16. Brother Micaiah, chapter 5, pick up verse 10 again. And we hope that I don't have to break in before you get down to verse 16. Let's hear it say. Now he said, examine yourself now. Now how you examine yourself? You examine yourself on by this John 3:16. So the Almighty loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He loved the world, but we found out that word was Israel. Now he's telling Israel, but wait a minute, Israel, examine yourself. Is you in the covenant? That's fine. Mm-hmm. We're talking about and 3:10 down to verse number 16, Brother Mackay. That's it. Come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, beginning back at verse 10 down to 16. Verse 10 reads. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instructions. Verse 11. You should not take the name of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, in vain. For Yahuwah will not hold him guilty that taketh his name in vain. Verse 13. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have commanded you. 13. 6 days you shall labor and do your work. 14. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. In it, you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate, that your manservant and maidservant may rest as well as you. Verse 15. Remember that you was a servant in the land of Mazarene, polluted word Egypt, and that Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, brought you out there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Verse 16, honor your father and your mother, as Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, may have commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you.
That's big talk, yeah. That's big talk, yeah, Brother Micaiah. What is this in verse number 15 again?
Book of Deuteronomy, 10 reads. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt, which is a polluted word for Mazarene, and that Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, brought you out of there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.
Who's the you in verse 1? Who's the you that we can read in verse 1?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the Torah instructions and Torah instructions which I spake in your ears that day, that you may learn them and keep and do them.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, hear, O Israel. So he's telling Israel, hey, Israel. He said, don't forget to remember, O Israel. What he said, for them not to forget. And he said, never forget, O Israel, 12 tribes. He said, never forget it. Never forget what in verse 15?
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and remember that you was a servant in the land of Mazarene, polluted word Egypt, and
good.
That Yahuwah.
Good. So mm-hmm. He won't who to remember, Brother Micaiah, that they was a servant in the land of Egypt, polluted for Mizraim. Who he wants to remember that you was once a servant?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all the family of Israel.
And said what?
Them, hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel. So again, he's telling, O Israel, that you was a servant. Never forget that, Israel. So now we fast forward this to Deuteronomy 28:68. Now we just want to fast forward for a minute. Deuteronomy 28:68. Read the way you see it, but if you hold in what you just heard, He said, remember, Israel, you was a servant in the land of Mizraim. So the people of the north supposed to always remind Israel where you came from and where you supposed to be going, and never forget you once was a servant, O Israel. That's what he said. So we're gonna turn it a little bit in a minute after we clearly about what this conversation is all about. So when we fast forward this to 28:15-68, just to get warmed up. Matter of fact, throw 25 in there and get me happy. Give me the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse number 15:25-68. Get warmed up. Come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15, verse 25, and verse 68. Verse 15 reads, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions which I command you this day, that all these curses should come upon you and overtake you. Verse 25. Yahuwah shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 68. And Yahuwah shall bring you into Egypt, which is a polluted word for Mazarene, again with ships, by the way that whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemy for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a whole lot of talk, but that's a lot of information you just put there. Read the top two lines again in verse 68.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. Verse 68 reads, and Yahuwah shall bring you into Egypt. Polluted word for Mazarene, again with ships.
Stop it there. So he's going to bring you back. He's going to bring you to Egypt again with ships. Egypt. What do that mean according to scripture? He's going to bring you back to Egypt again with ships. What's that supposed to mean? It got to be some Acts chapter 10 in there, Brother McCoy. I mean, Acts 10 got to be in there. What's that supposed to mean? Because I ain't never heard no Christian pastor, Islamic pastor, Judaism pastor read that verse. If they do read so fast without a breakdown to it, what's that supposed to mean? You're going to see what that's supposed to mean. He's going to bring you back into Egypt again with ships. Egypt with ships. Let's even go to Acts chapter 10 and see exactly what is that. What is he saying? Let's go to verse number 10:17. And a servant of Yahuwah have to graduate from Israel. He got to graduate from this in 10:17. What does it say? Give me this. All I need is 17. Just give me one and a half of this bit of this right here. I don't need all this because I just want to show one thing about it. You can't be in this position in these days, not with the known camps of voices of the truth right on the highway. You cannot be of number 17. Let it say. 10:17 of Acts.
Number 17? Oh, no. Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 10:17. Verse 17 reads, now when Peter doubted in himself,
Good. See, listen, the sixth anointing counts. You cannot, when it comes down to Yahweh's business, you cannot doubt in yourself. You got to be on the know. You can't be doubting where I don't, no. That means one thing that I hope this right here, this was said then in the 49th chapter. See, you can't be doubting yourself. So I got my eye on you, six and nine accounts. So if you cannot be doubting yourself, you got to be able to meet them wherever they at. Just like the beginning of the broadcast, the WCC said, well, we're getting you warmed up for the February month by playing you Roll, Jordan, Roll. We're getting you all warmed up. I said, yeah? You sure you're getting me warmed up? Yeah. Oh, you're getting some, there's some scriptures that going to be warm up on you. I mean, if Yahweh in the picture. What else are we going to there, Brother Micaiah?
He was reading Acts 10:17.
No, well, yeah. My zeal got me out of the way. I had a hit coming, but I haven't got away from right now. Now, I thought I said something. I thought, go back doubting himself, right? Oh, I lost it. I lost my hit now. So I lost my hit, right? What?
We stopped off at Deuteronomy 28:68.
Okay. Go back and read that again, because I let my zeal get in the way, because I was going somewhere. But I thought I'd call it out before I went somewhere. So come back and read that again, and maybe if the Almighty want me to have it to continue down that line, I don't have no problem with it. Come back and read that Deuteronomy's 28:68 one more time.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28:68. Verse 68 reads, "And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt, a polluted word from Mazarene, again with ships. By the way whereof I spake unto you, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwoman, and no man shall buy you."
Then we went to Acts chapter 10, didn't we? Then we went to Acts chapter 10, you know, we read a verse saying a servant of Yahweh should not have doubt. See, and that's what was on. See, if you're a servant of Yahweh, it'll show up when it's time to throw down. So it's telling you that if you're a servant of the Almighty, you cannot have this doubt of what's going on, how's going on. You won't be able to look in this book, and he'll show it to you as if you got the right spirit on you. So now we read over in 10:17, I read it. Now, when Peter doubted in himself, so Peter doubted himself. So a servant of Yahweh, you can't have no doubt. You can't have no doubts in yourself. You got to know what this man's saying. Because when you're on the clock, you're able to take care of his business. They're like calls coming all over the world right now. You have to be able to just take hold of this thing, but you have to use the scriptures, not where you going, where you been. You just got to know how to go in the book and take care of his business. Huh? You can't be down to yourself. And that's what we call the network, to show you how to remove all doubts in yourself. But you got to have somebody up front to have the spirit. Now let's go to St. John chapter 3. Let's see. See, when you don't doubt in yourself, this is what Yahweh would do for you. And you can examine yourself. Do you have it? 3:33 and 34. Let's see, you got this working with you. St. John chapter 3:33 and 34. Examine yourself when it's bursting out. Let's see what it say.
Book of St. John chapter 3, verse 33 and 34. Verse 33 reads, He whom Yahweh has sent speaketh the words of Yahweh, for Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measures unto him.
You see? So see, Yahweh, he'll get his, he'll just pour on you. Once you have came in and you have examined yourself, that means what he got written, you apply what he got written, then he'll give it to you without measure to you. He just pour it on you. As if you line up with what you're reading. So now he said, I'm going to bring you back into Egypt again with ships. So when you see this word Egypt, what do it mean that we can read when you see this word Egypt? What do it mean to you? And we're clear about who we're talking to. We go on to 1 verse 7 and find out who he's talking to when I bring you back into Egypt again with ships. That means, and you will never see your homeland anymore. So whoever was part of going to the homeland in 1968, that was contrary to scripture. You're not to see it anymore until certain things must happen. You must have a great remembrance of some things, which you do not have. Because first of all, he told you plainly, Mother E, he told you plainly something, Mother E. This is what he says plainly. Tell me in 1968, did you violate this right here plainly, Mother E? Let's go to Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. This is what he told you plainly, the children of Israel. Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now tell me, did you do this on the Bible? Or did you do this because you had a vision to do so? What do the Bible tell us, the children of Israel, in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3? Yeah. Mother E, what does it tell us, Mother E?
Look at Judges chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am. What does it tell us?
Look at Judges chapter 2, verse 1. And an innocent spirit of the Yahuwah came on, come up from Gilgal to Moses and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their Yahuwah shall be a snare unto you.
You see that? Now, in 1968, we seen the letters, and the letters that came in to the seer. Seer, what do you think? Listen, when you violate the Bible, it's nothing that we can do for you when you don't line with the Bible. First of all, he says, make no leagues with the inhabitants of the land. Huh? I told you that. Now, in 1968, when you went over there, you just walk on in and grab your piece of land, or did you have to stop and make some kind of deal? You have to make some kind of deal, didn't you? Right? You came out of Liberia. Went to Liberia, then you went over there. I mean, we got your records. But the Almighty said not to do so. So here's the point. When Yahuwah tell you not to do this, and you do it anyway, then you call for prayer. Now we got to find out what happens when you call for prayer. Or what you pray for me. Okay. Then Yahuwah got it written. Mother E. He got read 28 verse 9 and Mother D of Israel, me 931 of St. John waiting on me. And then we're going to take a look at something. So when you violate against what is on the table, he already got the number one answer waiting on you. You were told whatever spirit told you in 1968, we going over there into that land. Did you go in that land, get in that land, or did you cut a deal to get in that land? Yahweh said, don't do it. Now, prayer, would you pray for the big dignitaries to change their mind and give you more time in the land? See that? But like I said again, well, and then when you ask these questions, I look directly at this book and see what it says in 28 verse 9. What is it in MOV?
28 verse 9 of?
Proverbs.
Okay. Proverbs 28 verse 9.
Yeah, what is it in 28 verse 9?
Book of Proverbs. Chapter 28, verse 9, read. He that turned away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be abomination.
You hear that?
Man, you don't
drop. So, if you turn your ear from hearing Torah instruction, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you turn your ear from hearing, first of all, he said, okay, you want me to pray for you. But he's saying, but if you turn your ear from hearing the Torah instruction. Now, what's that supposed to mean, Mother? Let's go to 213 or wrong. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean we can read? If you turn your ear from hearing the Torah instruction, what's that supposed to mean? Let's precept that and see what it says in 213 of Romans.
Okay.
So you get me to phone calls and say, well, we need to pray over that. Okay. We need to pray over that. But then we're going to find out what he's saying in his book in 213 of Romans. Where's the MLB?
The book of Romans, chapter 2. Verse 13, but not the hearers of the Torah instruction are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
Well, not just the hearers of the Torah instruction, but he said the one will be justified is the doers. Brother Torah instruction. Did you the man just say it? Not just the hearers. You mean, you know, we can tell. Look at it. 195 international countries. 162179, and the door is beating to get in and out. We see it, the door that y'all locked out. So it's not just the hearers of the Torah instruction. You have to be a doer of the Torah instruction. Then he made it plain in 931 by Mother D.F. Israel, he made a profound statement, Mother D.F. Israel, and what he says on the right side of the book in 931 for St. John.
Mm-hmm. St. John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that Yahweh here is not sinner, but if any man or woman be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him or her, he heareth.
Well, I will precept that to First John, First John 3, country. What's that supposed to mean? He said, I hear you, but let's precept that to First John chapter 3. Is that what I want? Verse 20? He said, yeah, okay. Okay. 1 John 3, verse 22. What is that, Mother D of Israel?
Wow. You say 1 John, right?
Okay. I think I'm right. If I'm right. If I'm wrong, you're going to correct the old seer. So in 1 John, is that what I want? I want 3:22. What can I get out? What can I get me some out of 3:22?
Yeah.
Okay. What can I get out of 1 John 3:22? What can this national audience hear about 3:22? So now examine yourself. Look what he's saying right here.
First John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So now, who will was that to go over there in 1968? And Yahweh, by the ministering spirit, said, make no league with the inhabitants of the land. That's what he said. So just like today, we go and grab the W, what they call it, 501c3. You grab the 501c3, you just made a league with the inhabitants of the land. 501c3. Now you just did that. He told you not to do that. But all the Christian pastors and a bunch of whosoever could get up there and go get a 501c3. I mean, you had to go in and cut a deal with them to finance sustain for you, called a 501c3. But what he said in 2:1, 2, and 3, don't do it. Don't make no leagues with your habits and land. No. That's what he said. But he also said, Brother Micaiah, he says something he said, now the Mrs. Priest told you don't make no leagues with the habits and land. So if we precept that, Brother Micaiah, to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. We can see what it says. We're going to precept that, Brother Micaiah, in the 12th chapter, 31, 32, 36, 37. And remember, we come from Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Make no leagues with the inhabitants of the land. Now, who brought that message was the ministering spirit. This is what Yahweh says about the ministering spirit. 12. 31, 32, 36, 37. Brother Micaiah, Israel. Tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah, come out.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, verse 32, verse 36, and verse 37. Verse 31 reads, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit should not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verse 36 and verse 37, 36 reads, Matthew 12, 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by the words you shall be justified, and by the words you shall be condemned.
You man's thing. He said, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you're going to be condemned. So when a message comes to you that you can read, you take heed to what you can read, because by your words, you're going to be justified, and by your words, you're going to be condemned. That was Yahweh told the middle spirit, go on and tell. He said, now you go out and tell that old seer. You tell him by the words, you're going to be justified, and by the words, you're going to be condemned. And he also said something in Brother Micaiah, he said something in the 5th chapter, verse 5, Psalms, verse 50, verse number 5, 6, and 7. He said something 1,000 B.C. We're going to see, what did he say? You know, by your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. That's what he said. Now, we're going to see, can we tie that in? And Mother E have me Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3 waiting on me. And verse number 9, 1, 2, 3, and 9. Listen very careful what we're getting ready to read by Brother Micaiah in the 5th chapter, verse 5 down to verse 7. What does it say in Psalm 55 down to verse 7? What does it say?
The book of Psalms chapter 50, verse 5. verse 5 through 7. Verse 5 reads, gather my saints, children of Israel, together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6, the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahweh is judge himself. Verse 7, hear, O my people Israel, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 5 again. He said the gathering. How do the gathering folks be again in verse 5?
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 5. Gather my saints, Israel, together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. He said, gather my saints together. The ones that have made a covenant with me. That's the one he's going to be looking for, the one that have made a covenant with me. Now we gotta look at that. Before we even go there, I got to get a little more. He said, the ones I want you to gather is the ones that have got a covenant with me. Now, that's been covered, that's me, right? So we got to stop there and hold all that up and find out. So otherwise, leadership got to understand one thing. Yahweh wants the gathering to be the ones that made a covenant with him. The ones that do not have a covenant with him, that's not your responsibility. That's what he's saying. So the one that made a covenant with him, that's the one you continue to communicate with because they have made a covenant with you. And that's the one you gather. Now, what do you supposed to look for that you can read? Let's go to 34 verse 10, get warmed up. Brother Micaiah, in 34 verse 10, let's get warmed up over there in Exodus 34 verse 10. Let's find out what he's talking about. We're going to find out what he's talking about now. But we got to find out in writing because, remember, 6 and 9 accounts, you got to understand one thing. The Bible going to stand. So the gathering is for those that have made a covenant. But we want to find out what the covenant is consist of that we can read. So we're going to stop at 34 verse 10 and get warmed up. What it says in 34 verse 10, what it say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 34, beginning at verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and he said, behold, I make a covenant. All your people, Israel, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the works of Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I have, that I will do with you. Verse 11. Observe you that which I command you.
Hold on. I want to begin. But come back to verse 10 again. But you're saying something in verse 10. I need to hear that one more time in verse 10 again. What do you say?
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels that have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which you are, shall see the work of Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with you.
He says, all the peoples among which thou art shall see the works. So he said his people see opposed to, he going to have the people to see the works of the one that's keeping the covenant. The people going to see the works. That's what he's saying right there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Now, this got to be precept right here. The people among which thou shall see the works of Yahweh. Wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean? I got to examine that. What do you mean by that right there? I thought we coming back and read verse number 27 and 28 in a minute. But I got to find out what he's talking about. I got to find what he's talking about. I need more on that. A mother, D of Israel. I need a little bit more. I'm coming back here, Brother Mikhail, in a minute. I need a little bit more. He says here, I would do marvelous such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the peoples among which thou shalt see the works. What are you talking about? Let's find out. So these people here got a job to do. See me preach up there and find out what's going on here. Run to the book of Isaiah there, mother, B.F. Israel. And we're going to see what is you talking about that we can read. Let's go to 43rd chapter, and we look at verse 1 and 21. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 21. What did it say there, mother? D of Israel. See, right.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 and verse 21. Verse 1. But now, thus saith Yahweh, that created you, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. Thou art mine. Verse 21. Verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
Ain't that something? You mean that's in the book? You mean the one for the show forth his praise is in 43 verse 1? And the one he's talking about in verse 21, you mean he left that in this book? And he said, people, that not only that, he said, I gave you a name.
Yes.
He said, the man just said it. He said, the one that he's talking about in 43 verse 1, I gave them a name.
Yes.
Is that what he's saying? Read that 43 verse 1 one more time. He said, people you're talking about is the one that he gave the name to.
Isaiah 43 verse 1. But now, thus says Yahweh, that created you, O Israel, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. Thou art mine.
Wait a minute. A little bit more. This is big talk here, Mo. This is grand big talk here. I need a little bit more in verse 14 and 15. I got to have a little bit more before you read verse 21. This big talk I'm in here. What it says in 14 and 15?
Isaiah 43, verses 14 and 15. Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the righteous one of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the cherubim who cry is in the ship. Verse 15, I am Yahweh, your righteous one, the creator of Israel, your king.
Nah. You mean all that in the book? And what he's saying in verse 7 behind all that in verse 7? Verse 7.
Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my honor. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him.
Oh, so this is about the name. So listen, now listen. If you're not carrying the name, this is not for you. But this one is for the one that's carrying the name. Now, at the end of your name, what is the end of your name? Do your name line up with this one here? If it don't line up with this one here, Do you know what you're working with according to the Bible? Mother Eve, let me show you what you're working with according to the Bible. So if you're not called by the name this man has gave you, you can read John 3:16 all you want. Either this is going to the one that's called by the name. But if you're not called by the name in 65:15, what is he saying there, Mother Dear Israel? I mean, Mother Eve, what is he saying to Isaiah in 65:15? What are you saying?
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for the Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name.
He said, you're going to leave your name that he gave you for a curse. So, now examine yourself. Wait, what is your name? What is the end of your name? And Mother Eve's name is Israel, tribe of Yahjah Judah. The end of Mother Dea of Israel, same thing. The end of Brother Micaiah, same thing. The end of Seir's name, same thing. So, what is the end of your name? Huh? What is the end of your name? Do your name correspond with the Bible? Do your name correspond with the other names? Huh? You see the man saying? He's saying, if you don't have the name that he gave you, you're under a curse. And then he also said, Mother, in 7, verse 12 of Hosea, exactly how he going to stand with you in this matter. He's going to tell you how he's going to stand with you. So when you introduce yourself to those in the world, how do you introduce yourself? Do you call yourself by the name he gave you? Or do you call yourself by the name that the world have gave you, the one that you can't come in? You don't change your name because of going to the power that they're going to leave with them. You change your name and your walk and your talk. When you introduce yourself, what do you say you are? Do you have Yahweh over you, or do you have a world over you? Sure, your tech name remain the same. But when you introduce yourself, do you align with the Bible, or do you align with the world? Which one do you do? Let's see what he's saying. Say, what are we getting ready to read?
Yeah,
7:12. Yeah, we want some mother. What you working with? You working with something now?
The book of Joshua, do the Hosea, chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel shall not stand before their enemies, but turn their back before their enemies, because they were a curse. Neither will I be with you in more, except you destroy the curse from among you.
So you might well do what in verse 10?
Verse 10.
So according to verse 10, what?
And the Yahweh said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore lies thou thus upon thy face?
See the man just said? He said, get up off your, man, get up off your face. You down there, you know, moaning and groaning to me. He said, listen, I ain't got nothing for you. Because the people that you want me to help, they ain't got me right. And your prayer ain't getting past your ankle. So you might as well get up. Because I told you plainly, Mother Dear of Israel, 9:31, St. John, how long I got to wait before I hear that verse? So I told you plainly. I told you plainly. He said, get up off your face. Because sometimes you get phone calls. We got them all over the sea. Well, see, can you put a prayer in for me? I said, well, yeah, I can put a prayer in for you. But I hope it get past my ankle because of what you're doing. He said, well, got a conviction notice over here to get up out of the land. Yeah, but you got, well, I said you ain't got no business in the land.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no business in the land. Because you cut a deal to get over there, man. You can't go past Yaquan's words like he call you from nowhere in the blue. Oh, Mom, Auntie, would you pray for me? What do you want my prayer to do? Louis said 931. St. John. Look.
St. John.
Yes, ma'am. 931.
St. John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that Yahweh here is not sinner, but if any man or woman be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, then he heareth.
You see? So how can we go past where he got rid of the tape? You're not doing his will. You're doing your own will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your loved ones call you, say, well, can you put a prayer in for me? Ain't nothing get past my ankle. Because I got the first line up with what the man said. See, if I line with the man saying, then he kicks in. But if you ain't line with the man saying, my prayer's not get past my ankle. Help me out with a precept on that, Brother Mackay. Let me show you something. Because a lot of times you got to, you understand something, goes to your loved one, they'll keep you on your knees. You told old shit, get up off your face. Put you down there praying to Nephi. He said, look here, there's some sin in the nation of Israel. And as long as that sin is upon them, I'm not with them. Yeah. If you connect yesterday's lesson, today's lesson, you said, that's why it's very important that you can't keep up. Order the tapes. Get you a 12-pack or whatever you want and put that in and give it to your loved one. I understand why you're praying didn't pass your ankle. There's certain things you got to do. Huh? You got to do certain things. Now, Brother Micaiah, you got it written over in the fifth chapter of St. John. This is Yahweh the Son's brother. And he made a final statement in the fifth chapter, and we pick up verse 3. Down to verse 16. He said, well, I asked you to pray for me. Well, we can pray for you, but you got to understand what the man's saying. What is he saying? What is he saying? 5:13-16. Listen good. James chapter 5:13-16. What is he saying? Brother Micaiah. Didn't find Brother Micaiah in Israel. We'll find what he's saying, Brother Micaiah.
Yeah, I'm
going to James. We are... Brother Micaiah, we don't know what he's saying in James 5:13-16. What he's saying that Brother Micaiah is red. See, Ray, what he's saying?
I don't know where that's not still. I don't know, that's crazy. James, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13-16.
Yes, sir. What it say?
The book of James, chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Verse 14. Any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the congregation of Israel, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. Verse 15. And the prayer of the covenant shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Of a righteous man availeth much.
Oh. So 37 verse 12. So the man got to be a 37 verse 12. So the man got to be a Sirach 37 verse 12, huh? Let's see what he's saying, 37 verse 12. What did that say? Brother Micaiah Israel.
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, but be continually with a Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to the mind and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
So it got to be a man or woman of Torah keeping. And you have to be a man or woman of Torah keeping. To make the connection, you have to be a man or woman of Torah keeping. So in Romans, Mother 8, in the 12th chapter, 1, 2, and 3, what do we say? And we're going to bring Mother Z in to give us a word from Yahweh after this. It's, what is it saying 12, 1, 2, and 3? So he tells you here's the rules, and here go the condition of the battle. The condition of the combatants of prayer is only going to work if the one that is doing the prayer is speaking to the one that's in the prayer. You got to be a connection with Torah keeping. So if you're not doing the Torah keeping, just like what happened in 1968, Yahweh should make no league with the heavens and earth. So when he tell you something, he might not get at you today, but that don't mean he can't catch you tomorrow. So, because he might get past you, oh, he got past me today, but that don't mean he ain't going to get you tomorrow. He'll get you just when you think you've seen the light, all in your favor, then he'll just pull a chair off under you as you sit down. And if you don't pull a chair off, you get ready to sit down now, when you fall, you gonna hurt a long time. If somebody just snatch the chair off money or not, while you give it a sit down, shoot, you ain't gonna pop that back up. You can forget that. So that was Yahweh trying to tell you. Look what he says in the 12th chapter, 1, 2, 3, Mother. E, what does it say?
Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, and do you want 9?
Because nine gonna take me some pretty good hits. So, okay, go ahead and give me 1, 2, 3, and 9 because that 9 got a big, long word in it that we're going to have both Micaiah to look it up and see what that word means. We're going to find what that word means. Not that we're going to read 9. Again, we're going to read verse 9, and then we're going to, that word is called assimilation. We're going to find out what that word means. So, Brother Micaiah, look up that definition of that word, 9, and we're going to find out what that word means. Come on, Mother. 1, 2, 3, and 9.
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, and verse 9. Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, though the covenant given unto me, to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought, sober, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man or woman the measure of the covenant. Verse 9. Let love be without diminish.
Dissimulation. You know what he say? He said, let love be without dissimulation. He said, let love be without dissimulation. We're going to find what that means after you finish reading. What do you say? You remember when we read John 3:16? He said, Almighty loves, he loves, and anybody can come in, all that good stuff. But look what he said here. let love be without dissimulation. Mm-hmm. Come on, read that, my dude.
And a war that which is evil, a war that which is evil, cleave to that which is good.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. There's a whole type but that is good. He said, but let love be without dissimulation. Now, wait a minute. What is he trying to tell us? What that long word is there for? Brother Micaiah, what that long word is for? He said, now, make sure this love that you're working with is without dissimulation. What are you trying to tell us, Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy, that we can read?
Reading from the online Google Dictionary, dissimulation means concealment of one's thoughts, feelings, or character, pretense.
He said, don't be a fake. Don't be saloon. He said, don't be a fake. He said, let love be without being fake. Don't be a shaky just fake. That's what he just saying. Don't be saloon, brother, sister, saloon. You are fake.
Mm.
That's what he's saying. Let your love be without faking. You hear the man just saying? He dropped that long word in there. And look at the whole world is an overlook. But you know, bosses overseas are like, see this book. He said, yeah, let this love be without fake. You know, don't fake doing this love for your good. And what is good? Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 12 and 14 now. Brother Micaiah, they're going to bring Mother Z in, and she's going to give us the night word, the best part of the broadcast. Go to 7, verse 1, 10, and 14. What is that, Brother Micaiah, Israel?
Book of Romans. Chapter 7, verses 1, 10, and 14. Verse 1 reads, know you not, brethren or sisters, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions, how that the Torah instructions have dominion over a man or woman as long as he lives. And the Torah instructions which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Verse 14.
Read 12.
Give me 12 and 14.
That sounds great. Give me 12 and 14.
Okay, 12. Verse, the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12 and 14. Verse 12 reads, wherefore, the Torah instructions is righteous, and the Torah instructions righteous, and just and good. Verse 14, for we know that the Torah instructions is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
He said, the Torah instruction is spiritual. He said, that's, you know, and we all, that's so all the guys we got to go by is the Torah instruction. So if you won't be good and you're not going to be a fake, you do the Torah instruction. But y'all want to say, see, let's see you. Shalom, brother, sister, shalom. Shoot. He's looking at old fake seals. There it is. Shalom. So what you saying, Sierra, I'm going to take the block off of Mr. Tills. Where is your radio station? You do what you want. But we're going to bring our mother in, and if Mr. Tills is ready to get his closing statement, we'll find out. We'll find out. You know, so we're going to bring our mother in, Mother Z, and Mother Z going, this is the best part of the broadcast anyway. We're going to bring Mother Z in, she's going to tell you what the Almighty put on her to tell you. Would y'all listen? Here we go. Mother Z,
Yahweh BJC, Roy. Yahweh bless and keep you, still Israel, Roy Z. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. You heard a lot of praise there, Mother Z. You heard a whole lot of good talk. Now, you want to add on some of that, that's fine. But if Yahweh got you to bring something for this national audience in another way, you're on the clock, come on.
I would just like to bring to the national audience tonight, read some Psalm 34, Psalms 34 and starting at verse 14. And it reads, verse 14 reads, depart from evil and do good. Seek ye peace and verse 15, the eyes of the Yahweh is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remaining of them from the earth. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Yahweh heard and delivered them out of all their trouble. Verse 18, the Yahweh is near unto them that are of a broken mind. Surely such as being for a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
And then I will go to Psalms 145 and start reading that verse 18. Psalms 145 and verse 18. Now I'll start reading at verse 16. Verse 17. The Yahweh is righteousness in all his ways, and right in all his works. Verse 18. The Yahweh is near unto all them that call upon him.
Mm-hmm.
To all that call upon him in trouble. Verse 19, he will fill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Verse 20, the Yahweh preserves all them that love him, but all that work evil will he destroy. Verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his righteous name forever and ever. And that is talking about if you do the Torah instruction and keep him saying and do what it is that this Bible, the word, the Bible tells us to do to keep him to be righteous, so that he will hear our cry when we call up on him in his name. And I was just like, this is what I would just like to read with the national orders and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent, my mother. That's Mother Zeke. I'm not a tribe of Yahweh Judah. So you see, right, you know, we come humble. We come on these broadcasts, be back on tomorrow at 7:30, and we're going to see, can we get our elder ankle? WCC, I don't know if they send the untouched block off them. I don't know. What's going on? But one thing about it, we know what it says in 58 verse 3. We clear what it says in 58 verse 3 of the manner of you, the manner of them, so we'll find out. Have you touched the block off of the elder's microphone? Elder Mr. Tibbs. The clothes on you, whatever Yahweh got for your clothes, you're on the clock. Come on.
Yahweh be with you, Brother Seal. Hopefully I can be heard right now. And if I can, that's a good thing. Because from what we've learned already, we know those of us with Yahweh, we are his people. He created us, as he said, our body is a temple in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, reading verse 19-20, created this temple and asked us to take care of it. So we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. You know, we're given knowledge to know this as we study the Bible precepts. All this knowledge is given us. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And fear them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear them which is able to kill both soul and body in hell. This is why we stay away from those people who always like to camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, even using the scriptures against us as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live, as always, learning how to connect the books of the words of Yahuwah, your health and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. And now you have to look no further. You found us in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open up for you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And our bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starting at 12 p.m. and online class starting at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also. To use this, open up any search engine and write on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. For doing this, you'll still see choices. You'll choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27:30. And also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, check our calendar while there. It will help keep you, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. Also, for using the live program, this is a feature that can only be used during live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on that can be answered by anyone with 600 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what we have called our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs you can order. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voice of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we are normally simultaneously transmitting our program on Peltalk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. But when doing that, remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. As it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. So we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel, and I guess we will finalize our program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father. Yeah, that was excellent. We look forward to hearing you on that big station. And if anybody got any questions pertaining to anything we'll share in this lesson, it'll be on Pal Talk Room. And all you do is type in, you got a question pertaining to what you heard, and the elder will give you an answer. You know, they'll see it. He rides shotgun. He just take notes. That's all he do. That's as far as he going to go in that perspective. So we're going to run back and get a couple more in by Brother McKay and get a closing statement out of him, because it was a final statement that was made, Brother McKay, and I want to, in the book of Mark, chapter 12, there's a statement is made here, and I want to see, can we take a little last minute look at it, you know, point it back toward John 3:16. There's a statement over here in Mark, Brother McKay, in the 12th chapter. It's a statement, it's written, where, you know, a lot of big dignitaries, they'll go to this statement, they'll read this verse. And we'll read it too, but we'll see which way we can go at it. In Mark chapter 12, look what it says in verse 31. Mark 12, 31. Brother McKay, Israel, what does it say?
The book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 31. 31 reads, but rather seek you the kingdom of Yahuwah, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. But look at Mark 12:31 real carefully. And that sounds pretty good. We can go there. Yeah, go at Mark 12:31. See what we're working with in Mark 12:31.
Yeah, Mark 12, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, and the second is like, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Mm-hmm. There's no other commandment, that's an order, to love your neighbor as yourself. Go to 13th chapter of Romans. And pick with verse 10. He said that's a commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what he say? That's an order, young age. You know, 13, verse 10 says what? Romans.
The book of Romans.
Yeah, come over to me.
Chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the Torah instruction.
Hey, that's something. He said, love, you work no ill to your neighbor. Because if you got the love, right, without dissimulation, with being a faith, that means you're not doing no ill to your neighbor, and your father credit that faith. So what kind of love you got? So no, brothers and sisters, you got that kind of love? That's a fake love. And Joe, you're doing ill, so you're giving out false pretense to your neighbor. He said, now, the Torah instructions got a lot to say that, neighbor. We'll leave it like that. Brother McKay, until we do the eyeball, on the top part of the seventh day. What's your closing statement here behind that? Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day. Spend time in his word with my wife and two daughters. And thank you, Yahuwah, for the seal, sending the seal on earth to give us this truth again. And I also want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 1. I will bless Yahuwah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So you see, excellent, Brother McKay. And so you see, he's saying, let love be without dissimulation. You don't put no ill to your neighbor. That's what he's saying. He's making a profound statement now, Mother. He said, your love got to be with no ill to your neighbor. You know, so you get in your mind. We got to find a little bit more about that, what he's saying. Let's run to Leviticus chapter 19, because these verses have to be cool. See, remember one thing. Verses is always cool. Sometimes when you read it over there, that's a trap for those that's without to read that. Love how work no ill to your neighbor. See, that was a trap when you read on one side of the book. But if you have the precept to it, you start breaking it down, And you got to sometimes be in a position to talk over the powers to be head read through the pages of the book. We found that name. Let's go to the 19th chapter of Mother Eve. And we'll look at verse 33, 34, and 37. In a closing statement.
33, 34.
Yeah, chapter 19. Go to 19 and remember the thought we got on the table and look at verse 33, 34, and 37. What do that say there, Mother? Mother Eve told me. What does that say?
Leviticus chapter 19. Verses 33, 34, and 37. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33. And if a stranger sojourneth with thee in your land, you shall not vex him. A stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself. For you were strangers in the land of Mizraim, deluded for Egypt. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 37. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yahweh.
You say? He said, now, you once was a stranger in the land of Egypt. He said, you're supposed to love your neighbor, stranger, as yourself. That's what he said. We'll leave that part right there, Mother Eve, and get a closing statement, and we'll catch you on the eyeball, top part of Saturday, your o'clock come out.
Okay. Let me get that candidate. Okay. Yeah. I get that in a minute. Okay. I'm just going to read. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and his Torah instructions do he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. Verse 4. The unyakwali are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Verse 5. Therefore the unyakwali shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Yahweh knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the unyakwali shall perish. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
That was excellent. You had a lot of bass in your voice behind that. You made that real plain, and I know those that heard that. You told your bottom line, if you're not right, the man gonna perish. That was plain. I mean, Mother, you made that real plain. Now I wonder who had the ear to hear that. I mean, I don't care what you got going for yourself. You better make sure what you're doing it lines up with this book. And you remember we read, you got to love your neighbor as thyself. We ain't good with that. We just going to go find Mother D of Israel and take it on in on that. He said, look here, you don't work no ill towards your neighbor. So we read that great big old word over there in 12, 1, 2, and 3. He said, love without dissimulation. You know, you know, your skin and grin among the righteous, then all of a sudden you backbite and murmur and complain. He said, Yahweh, I don't like that. I don't like that spirit. I don't like them backbiting, murmuring, and complaining spirit. Without any meaning by love without dissimulation. He said, but make sure you love your neighbor as yourself. That is the fulfilling of Torah keeping. Now, we got to investigate a little bit more on that. Come on, that mother D.F. Israel. Let's investigate a little bit of that real quick. Let's run Leviticus chapter. Let's run Leviticus chapter 25. And we'll look at, we'll see if we throw a tie that in now, mother D.F. Israel. Leviticus 25, 35, 38, and 55. Let's tie in this neighbor that you got to love without dissimulation. Leviticus 25, 35, 38, and 55 says what?
Leviticus 25, verses 30. Can you repeat that again?
35, 38, yeah. And 55. We want to run this down, see this Bible make a connection with love your neighbor as yourself, and that's the fulfilling of Torah, first five books. So that love was dissimulation. That means that old phony love. Yeah, that's the worst thing about that old phony love.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Leviticus 25. 35,
Leviticus,
38, that says what?
Leviticus chapter 25 verses 35, 38 and 55. And it reads 35. And if your brother be waxed poor and fall in decay with you, then you shall relieve him, yet though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your Yahweh. Verse 55, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm. Let's go to the Leviticus chapter 19. And we'll look at verse 1, 17, and 18 there, Mother, D of Israel. So he's saying, listen, he said, make sure you love without dissimulation. See, otherwise, don't be a fake. Nor all time you're back by a murmur and a complaint. He said, Yahweh said, mm-hmm. I want you to stop being like that. He said, remember, mm-hmm. Yahweh knows what you do in your bed chamber. He know when you're straddling the fence or not. He know all these things. So he's telling, you know, stop being a backbiter, a murmur, and complainer. The boss yeah. of the true Israelite is all the world got, and they're going to find out, even the WCC. We all the way, we are on and on. So if you want to silence us, how you going to get the word? Let's see what it says over here in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1, 17, and 18. Let's say that, Mo.
Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1, 17, and 18, verse 1 read, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 17, thou shalt not hate your brother in thy mind. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh.
Yeah. So if you've got that kind of spirit of a backbiter, murmuring, complaining, I don't like this, I don't like that, the voice of the true Israelite is all you got. You're not going to hear this from no other ministry. We speak fearless of Yahweh. But you got to make sure you understand, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. That's a picture known account without dissimulation. Don't be a fake.
Let's
run to Deuteronomy chapter 5. And find, he said, the one he talking about is the one I brought up out of the land of Egypt. He keep reminding them. He said, you know, you came from the land of Egypt. So he talks to people that came out of the land of Egypt. Let's see what he's saying is over here in Deuteronomy 5, verse 1 and 6. What did he say there, Mother D of Israel? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 and 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 and 6. Verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Verse 6. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage.
He said, I'm the one that brought you Israel. So he said, don't be a fake. Be about his business. Get in where you fit in. Don't be a murmur, backbite, and complain. Let's go to Malachi 3:6. Take it out of verse 12 in the closing statement. And he said, I don't change. Even you know I don't change. So I'm telling you now. He said, do your love without dissimulation. What does that mean? That means don't be a fake. Knowing the fact that you is backbiting down to the rug on the floor. Yeah, well, I mean, don't like that. He said, stop it. What you read now? We read Malachi 3, verse 6, down to verse 12 in the closing statement. So, he, you know, that was changing you. And y'all understand Malachi 3, 6. He's going to tell you something all the way down to verse 12. Is you going to pay it? You going to take heed what he's saying? What did he say? Malachi 3, 6, down to verse 12.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 to 12. And verse 6 reads, for I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7, even from the days of your father, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8, will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, the temple, that there be meat in my temple, and prove me now herewith, says Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your wine cast her fruit before time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts.
So you see what he's saying, listen. He said, why don't you do what I tell you to do? And in Titus 1, verse 2 says what? He's telling you, why don't you decide everything else? Why don't you do what I tell you to do that you can read? Titus 1, verse 2 says what?
Okay.
Titus 1, verse 2. What did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Titus chapter 1, verses 2. Read. Titus 1, 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
He said, And Jeremiah 11:3 says what? He said, I ain't lying. He said, listen, why don't you try to get me right and stop doing this love thing with assimilation? Stop being a murmur, backbiter, complainer, and being a fake. Why don't you just do the Bible as it unfolds to you and stop being a fake? About a man saying.
Yeah.
And look what he's saying in verse 3 of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 11:3. And say you unto them, thus says Yahweh of Israel, cursed be the man or woman that obey not the words of this covenant.
Do you believe the man's saying? So if you're not keeping the covenant, guilt, you upon a curse.
Yeah.
So we're saying Deuteronomy, and what they pull that from? Deuteronomy 27:8-26, a closing statement. See, all this is policy, right? If you're going to remain upon the curse, you're going to still do love with dissimulation and be a fake, a murmur, backbiter, complainer, or you going to get in where you fit in at and do Bible. That was case 47. Deuteronomy 27:8-26 in the closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30.
Deuteronomy 27:8-26. Verse 8, and you shall write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly. Verse 26, cursed be he that confirm not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them, and all the people shall say, Hallelujah.
So you heard what the man said. This is the spirit of Yahweh talking.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.